Chapter 5. Theater Targeting. Targeting in support of a theater is primarily conducted at the operational to strategic level of war. It involves commanders and staffs using the joint targeting cycle in support of operations. A corps and division commander might also command a JFLIC or a JTF, requiring them to perform joint tasks and integrate targeting efforts at a theater level. Section 1. Overview. Through targeting, the commander prioritizes resources, solves emerging problem sets, synchronizes the staff and subordinate unit operations, and manages the overall tempo of operations. Detailed planning and integration across all warfighting functions allows the application of joint fire support and effects in the deep area, which facilitates surprise, concentration, and audacity. Effective integration, synchronization, and employment of joint fire support and joint targeting is essential to creating conditions that provide the supported commander freedom of action. Since many joint capabilities are not organic to Army forces, commanders and staffs plan, coordinate, and integrate joint and unified action partner capabilities in a multi-domain approach to operations. The LCC may request joint fires from the JFC through the joint targeting cycle. In certain situations, the JFC may task the LCC to provide surface-to-surface fires in support of a JFC target. At the LCC level, outputs from the joint targeting cycle are translated into actions conducted by tactical units. LCCs also contribute to the joint targeting cycle by nominating their own targets specific to their own environment and mission within the JFC's intent. Such targets could be outside their own AO. LCCs contribute to the joint targeting cycle by assisting the JFC in formulating guidance, integrating land component fires with other joint fires to support JFC operations, conducting target development, synchronizing and coordinating the use of collection assets, engaging targets, and providing feedback as part of the assessment process. These functions remain constant regardless of how the joint force is organized, functional, or service components. Targeting in support of the theater presents the most complex challenges regarding integration and synchronization of organizations, elements, and capabilities to create the desired effects within a joint environment. Organizations and elements, such as the BCD, Theater Fires Command, or Theater Fires Element, referred to as TFC/TFE, Multi-Domain Task Force, MDTF, and MIBT are key components at these echelons. At the theater level, targeting tasks demand greater outputs than lower echelons. At this echelon, a target production cell, referred to as a TPC, may be established to consistently address theater targeting requirements. This cell places priority and dedicated effort to the discovery, development, nomination, and management of targets in support of combatant commands. This allows these organizations to maintain qualification, certification, and currency. Corps or divisions may develop a target production cell at their echelon as mission dictates. The makeup of a target production cell is tailorable to the demand, but is comprised of a collection of fires, intelligence, and information capabilities. A target production cell is separate and distinct from a target material production, referred to as TMP work center, that is required to produce target materials. See CJCSI 3505.01E for more information on target material production work centers. Section 2. Operational Framework. The operational framework at theater level encompasses the entirety of the AO. Understanding the command and support relationships of all subordinate units is critical to understanding the size, scope, and scale of the theater AO. Theater operations must integrate and synchronize all available capabilities, as well as holistically understand the depth and breadth of threat capabilities. Section 3. Functions. Targeting functions at the theater expand when compared to lower echelons. The targeting team must consider joint requirements as well as planning horizons and associated timelines for all other theater-level planning cycles. Theater targeting teams must be adequately manned, trained, and equipped to perform all joint targeting tasks. Functions required at the theater include: develop measures and indicators. Develop and synchronize the information collection plan with targeting efforts. Nominate targets to Higher Headquarters. Attend Higher Headquarters Battle Rhythm events. Synchronize desired effects with Scheme of Maneuver. Integrate and synchronize all elements of the targeting team, Joint Targeting Working Group / Joint Targeting Coordination Board / and other bureaus, boards, centers, cells, and working groups. Synchronize joint interagency multinational assets and organizations. TST nomination, management, and execution. Conduct joint target development. See current version of CJCSI 3370.01D. Conduct target list management. Conduct operational and combat assessment. Section 4. Planning. The targeting process occurs in the context of joint operation planning, both before and during execution. This contributes to creating the commander JTF's desired effects and achieving objectives. During execution, commanders and planners continue to consider the tenets of multi-domain operations, agility convergence, endurance, and depth, and adjust both current operations and future plans to capitalize on tactical and operational successes as the joint operation unfolds. Planning for joint operations is continuous across the range of military operations using the closely related, integrated, collaborative, and adaptive JPP. The JPP shares the same basic approach and problem-solving elements as the MDMP, such as mission analysis and COA development. The JPP promotes coherent planning across all levels of war and command echelons, whether the requirement is for a limited single-phase operation, such as non-combatant evacuation, or for a multi-phase campaign involving high-intensity combat operations. JPP is a less formal but proven analytical process, described in detail in JP50, which provides a methodical approach to planning at any organizational level and at any point before and during joint operations. The focus of JPP is on the interaction between an organization's commander, staff, the commanders and staffs of the next higher and lower commands, and supporting commanders and their staffs. Although the ultimate product is an O-plan or op-board for a specific mission, the process is continuous throughout an operation. Even during execution, it produces plans and orders for future operations, as well as fragmentary orders, referred to as fragords, that drive immediate adjustments to the current operation. Joint targeting is integral to joint operation planning and assessment. Some targeting activities occur concurrently with the steps of JPP during planning. It begins with the planning initiation and mission analysis steps of JPP and continues through publication of the O-plan, op-board, or fragord. Detailed joint intelligence preparation of the operational environment, country assessments, and TSA set the stage for detailed targeting within the joint targeting cycle. Many products used to support joint operations are developed, maintained, and continuously updated as foundational information for targeting by combatant commands and combat support agencies. Integrating and synchronizing planning, execution, and assessment is pivotal to the success of targeting. Understanding the objectives, intentions, capabilities, and limitations of all actors within the OE enables the use of joint, interagency, and multinational means to accomplish tasks and create effects. Planning enables the targeting team to focus on creating the desired target effects that accomplish targeting-related tasks and objectives in support of the JFC's overall objectives and end state, rather than simply servicing a list of targets or basing targeting decisions on the availability of particular weapons, platforms, or system. Theater organizations may federate targeting tasks and elements of planning to subordinate or supporting organizations. Section 5. Synchronization. The battle rhythm events at the theater army, primary synchronization mechanism, become progressively complex due to the increase in organizations, agencies, and enablers contributing to the targeting effort. The additional roles performed at these echelons place a greater demand on synchronizing internal and external elements in support of operations. In addition to a greater number of contributors, coordinating the parallel and supporting bureaus, boards, cells, centers, and working groups, referred to as B2C2WGs, within the staff must be emphasized to ensure integration and maximize the Joint Targeting Working Group and Joint Targeting Coordination Board. Battle Rhythm Events. The Joint Force Battle Rhythm and the JFC's decision cycle are two factors that affect planning at this echelon. The targeting team must be keenly aware of supporting component processes, such as the air tasking cycle and cyber tasking cycle, to ensure the Joint Force Battle Rhythm and decision cycles are nested within the Joint Targeting Cycle. Joint Targeting Working Group. The Targeting Working Group membership should include SMEs in all capabilities. The integration of capabilities to create lethal and non-lethal effects should be a function of all phases of joint operations. The Joint Targeting Working Group should be flexible enough to consider all capabilities for appropriate targeting. Members may include, but are not limited to, the following: BCD, Air Operations Center, Higher Headquarters, Components, JFLC, Joint Force Air Component Commander, Joint Force Maritime Component Commander, Theater Fires Command or Element, Target Production Centers, Multinational and Unified Action Partners, as applicable, Special Operations Joint Task Force, any relevant intelligence community members, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of State, United States Space Command, referred to as U.S. SPACECOM, or designated representative, United States Cyber Command, referred to as U.S. CyberCom, or designated representative, Theater Combat Aviation Brigade, MIB-T, Army Air and Missile Defense Command, referred to as AAMDC, MDTF, Joint Targeting Coordination Board. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board provides a forum in which components, organizations, agencies, and staff sections can articulate strategies and priorities for future operations to ensure they are synchronized and integrated. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board normally facilitates and coordinates targeting activities with the schemes of maneuver to ensure that the commander's priorities are met. Specific targeting issues are resolved by direct coordination between elements below the level of the Joint Targeting Coordination Board. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board is the primary forum to enable the commander to make targeting decisions, validate targets, and provide guidance. Attendees of the board are often mission-dependent. The number can fluctuate depending on echelon, physical location, and agenda. Members may include but are not limited to the following: BCD, Air Operations Center, Higher Headquarters, Components, JFLC, Joint Force Air Component Commander, Joint Force Maritime Component Commander, Special Operations JTF, any relevant intelligence community members, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of State, United States Space Command, referred to as U.S. SPACECOM, or designated representative, United States Cyber Command, referred to as U.S. CyberCom, or designated representative, Theater Combat Aviation Brigade, MIB-T, Army Air and Missile Defense Command, referred to as AAMDC, Coalition Mission Partners. Additional staff personnel may be present and provide relevant information and recommendations to the Commander, Chief of Staff, G3, or FISCORD as necessary. See Appendix E for example Joint Targeting Working Group and Joint Targeting Coordination Board formats. Fires Cell or Joint Fires Element. The primary action agency for targeting at the theater is the Fires Cell. The Fires Cell leads targeting activities in conjunction with the Intelligence Targeting Officer, which include target development, capabilities analysis, coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing lethal and non-lethal capabilities. The Fires Cell serves as the staff conduit between planning and execution. Theater Fires Command or Theater Fires Element. An Army Theater Fires Command or a Theater Fires Element provides C2 of assigned strategic fires capabilities, serves as the senior headquarters assigned to an Army Service Component Command/Theater Army to integrate Theater Fires assets, and executes critical fire support functions across the competition continuum. The organizational difference is minimal. The two different organizational structures represent requirements in different regions and may continue to evolve. The Theater Fires Command and Theater Fires Element are designed to develop, nominate, and converge effects on joint targets across the theater. This support to joint targeting will enable continuous efforts to set the theater for the Joint Force Land Component Command, field army, and corps operations during competition below armed conflict and crisis. The Theater Fires Command ensures the Army's contribution to the joint targeting process is effectively planned and executed during shape and prevent and can seamlessly transition to large-scale ground combat operations in accordance with the Ground Force Commander's priorities. Multi-Domain Task Force. The MDTF is forward-postured to synchronize and employ multi-domain capabilities, lethal and non-lethal, to achieve the supported commander's strategic objectives by conducting operational preparation of the environment, referred to as OPE, and joint intelligence preparation of the operational environment during competition and by conducting integrated strikes across domains to shape, penetrate, and disintegrate enemy anti-access and area denial defenses in order to enable joint force freedom of action during conflict. The MDTF leverages Theater Fires Command/Theater Fires Element, Combatant Command, and other intelligence community members for guidance, authorities, and target development to include TSA, entity target development, and target list management, based off organizational role, and provides liaison officers to supported commands to synchronize employment and targeting. Battlefield Coordination Detachment. A BCD is a specialized, regionally focused Army element that serves as the senior liaison between the R4 commander and the Air Component Commander. A BCD is co-located with the Joint Air Operations Center, Combined Air Operations Center, or the Air Force Air Operations Center. The BCD is the Army's interface for systems connectivity to the Joint Air Operations Center and for personnel integration with their Joint Air Operations Center counterparts. Its tasks include facilitating the exchange of current intelligence and operational data, processing air support requests, monitoring and interpreting the land battle situation, coordinating airlift, and integrating airspace requirements. A BCD must possess adequate knowledge of LCC target nominations to advocate for integration into theater targeting efforts and battle rhythm events. These events may be hosted by designated component command. Army Air and Missile Defense Command. The Army Air and Missile Defense Command is a headquarters element responsible for the command of all subordinate Army Air and Missile Defense units, as well as the Army Air and Missile Defense Coordinator for the land component. When required by the Geographic Combatant Command, the Army Air and Missile Defense Command will be attached to the Theater Army if not already assigned. Air and missile defense units in an area of responsibility are assigned or attached to the Army Air and Missile Defense Command, referred to as AAMDC, typically do not run their own targeting cycle or process. They are a critical member of theater targeting efforts and battle rhythm events. Intelligence support at Theater Army. Theater Army intelligence capabilities provide support to the target development of threat systems. A MIB-T, as the Theater Army's permanently assigned ground intelligence organization, can deploy scalable and tailorable intelligence capabilities to meet Combatant Command, Army Service Component Command, and JTF intelligence requirements. The Operations Battalion within a MIB-T serves as the Theater Army G2's ace and performs highly complex queries using advanced analytical tools to determine precisely when, where, and how targets of interest operate. The Operation Battalion's S2/S3 section prioritizes intelligence assets to meet intelligence support targeting requirements. The following intelligence elements within the MIB-T Operations Battalion support the targeting effort. Analytical Company focuses primarily on conducting ongoing Combatant Command daily operational requirement-related analytical activities. The company's SIGINT, Geospatial Intelligence, and CI/Human sections support units in nominating targets to be destroyed, deceived, degraded, or neutralized, as well as targets to disrupt, deny, degrade, or destroy information in computers, computer networks, or the computers and networks themselves. All Source Company focuses primarily on managing the 24/7 watch operations necessary to prioritize the efforts of the analytical company. The company's Open Source Intelligence section produces target development and BDA products. The Watch section supports units in nominating targets to be destroyed, deceived, degraded, or neutralized as well as targets to disrupt, deny, degrade, or destroy information in computers, computer networks, or the computers and networks themselves.